Greetings, beloveds. It is the Lords of Light who gather with you this evening in a quadratic configuration in the collective consciousness of Lord Michael, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and Archangel Uriel. We have come in this configuration to present concepts as well as energetics of your spirit as it is merged in a state of unity with your soul. We have come to present concepts about the light body, the light garment, and the energetics that we will disperse in the advancement and usability of these vast states of being that we are now leading you into in preparation for the advancement of your soul spirit consciousness, in preparation for the upcoming Light Conference. So take a deep breath and begin to receive both the concepts and these energetic configurations that we are now dispersing into your individual fields of light through your Merkaba vehicle. Another deep breath. And welcome Archangel Uriel, as he steps forward to present to you this evening from his vast state of light consciousness of the wisdom and the light of the all that is. Another deep breath. Calm, centered, and aware. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Uriel. I am honored to be presenting to you at this time. I would like to speak to you about the light body, your light body. This beautiful light body of yours is not a physical body, nor is it part of the physical body system. It is a non-physical body of consciousness that manifests when the soul spirit merges to receive the consciousness of the light body. The soul spirit uses the light body consciousness to enlighten and uplift the consciousness of matter of the physical body and its many layers and energetic systems. These teachings, these past teachings, have been designed to bring awareness to you, as well as the energetics of the elevation of the soul spirit merge state. Through the interface of the spirit, the I Am presence, the soul begins to remember its source origination. The soul begins to remember its unity with the all that is. The light body holds the entire consciousness of its unity with the source of the all that is. There are many levels of light body consciousness that slowly manifest into the physical body to bring sovereignty within the mental emotional body or the physical body. The mental emotional body was greatly affected by the fall of consciousness because it was severely fractured. This fracture inhibited this part of humans to create outside the limitations of the energetic paradigm of third dimension of fear and separation consciousness. The various light body activations must occur in increments and levels so that the vast expression of the light body consciousness does not further fracture the mental emotional body by overwhelming the psychology and belief system of the mental body complex in its fallen state. So you can see why we are precisely activating certain parts of the light body step by step so that this does not occur. The light body carries an unlimited reserve of creative source light energetics that continually alters the life experience in a body of matter. Many initiations are taken to prepare the human body to receive certain levels of light body consciousness. The light body consciousness is designed to create unity consciousness and a remembrance of the soul spirit origins as it uses a human body. Once you received the first two initiations and received your light garment, you were led to explore unity consciousness, began to be seated within its complexity and seat that complexity in the mental emotional body, as well as feel and remember it at a soul spirit level. This is a massive step you took, beloveds. And you can feel that unity within your soul spirit when you sit in the quiet reflection of meditation. You also were given a valuable initiation into the beginning stages of the Yod spectrum, starting with the Yod spectrum of forgiveness. You integrated the first stage in the Yod spectrum of forgiveness, which made you capable of slowly becoming aware of your divine energetic similitude. Now we are preparing you to use many levels of these Yod spectrum light energies to feed and nourish the light body so it can expand and function in its original state. We wish to begin by clarifying some key activations that you received in the last 5 years of your time sequence. One of the first activations that took place was the activation of the total Merkaba vehicle, which Archangel Gabriel just brought into your awakened state of awareness and led you very specifically through the various steps of those of that activation of your personal fifth dimensional light vehicle. Archangel Gabriel led you to be in your Merkaba vehicle of light, in your light body. You can still feel that in your body consciousness. I would like to talk with you this evening about the importance of that soul-spirit emergence. This was a very important step that happened very slowly over the course of a few years of your time. Your spirit is never separated from the all that is. It is always in full consciousness of its divinity. The soul, on the other hand, was created to experience form in various dimensional sequences of your human body. But your soul contains a wisdom of many life experiences in physical form, whether it be human or non-human. When the soul and the spirit merge, the consciousness perfection of your spirit begins to direct your soul more effectively, so that you now have both the wisdom of the soul experience in a physical life, but you also have the vast consciousness and creative light of spirit that helps you create your life experience in your highest expression of your divinity and also of your soul spirit. Now take a deep breath and just let all of that information sink into your consciousness. But also be aware that you are directly being infused with vast energetic of the soul-spirit emergence. Take another deep breath and receive these energetics. The light body activation was a big part that raised your body and your soul consciousness to a refined level of expression. The two iterations of your light garment, which were marked with the sacred fire letters of the sacred name of Source, directly altered your life experience. The fire letters were imprinted within your etheric body and your light body. It's important that you realize you are required to nourish and feed your light body, so it can continue to operate at its optimum. You did not know that until this moment, until I have just spoken that to you. The food that you feed it is light. The light that comes from the yod spectrum, which emanates directly from the consciousness of the all that is, the source of your being. This light spectrum is within the Merkaba vehicle of light as it operates in its complete and vast iteration. Now take that in, what I have just said to you. The light spectrum that you nourish your light body with is within the Merkaba vehicle of light. So that is why we encourage you to enter the Merkaba vehicle in your light body. And now we are asking you to consciously draw into that light body all of the yod spectrums of light that emanate from the functioning of that Merkaba vehicle at 100% light. You are required now at this stage of your ascension process to feed and nourish your light body just as you feed and nourish your physical body. You do this by daily infusions of light that are drawn from the vast levels of the Merkaba vehicle. So can you even imagine the impact that that has on all levels of your consciousness, all states of being, both physical and non-physical, as you activate the Merkaba vehicle of light? You step into your light body and enter that vehicle of light, taking in all of that undifferentiated light in many of its spectrums into the light body consciousness. It not only feeds the light body, it feeds you, your consciousness, from the level of soul spirit, and grows that consciousness so that you hold it stably within your physicality, and you draw to you more light, and you mesmerize the energetics of the physical body's consciousness to follow your consciousness into that vast expression of light. Take a deep breath and allow that to merge into your being. The light garment serves as an important garment of light. The light garment is not a physical garment, it's an energetic web of various light iterations. The light garment has within its complexity the energetics of the fire letters of the sacred name of Source. These fire letters contain a vast array of source creative energetics that continually infuse the light garment. The light garment provides a protective mechanism for the light body, so it cannot be contaminated by any fallen energy into lower dimensional frequencies, because by the light body consciousness of human choice or any outside influences that are polarized. Let me say that again. The light garment provides a protective mechanism for the light body, so it cannot be contaminated by any lower dimensional frequency that is caused by human choice or any outside influence that is polarized. The light garment provides a stable field for the light body to function in its highest divine image and similitude. The protection of the light garment provides for the light body what can be likened to your physical garment that protects the body from variations of physical temperature and weather elements. Take a deep breath. The light garment, which is infused with the divine names of Sor, provides the information that this garment belongs to the all that is, to the source of your being. This also signifies that the light body belongs to Source. The garment belongs to Source. The light body belongs to Source. It is an emanation of pure light. Every teaching, every initiation, or energetic infusion that you received every year in the sitting of the divine sessions follow a direct sequence that raises your consciousness gradually and effectively. These sessions are enhanced each time they are given. They enhance your ability to create a life experience in the full divine image and similitude of the source of your being. Now, this has been a very layered teaching session, teaching of concepts, infusion of energetics that support the concepts. So take a deep breath and allow time in the coming 2 weeks to integrate fully every aspect that we have discussed with you this evening. This will take time. It will take review. It will take practice.